This is where the sort of environmental justice perspective got me interested, because the environmental justice perspective has like a long history in the U.S. about, and the particular focus of, and it goes back to like the late 70s, it was an activist movement about marginalized communities, predominantly African-American communities, who were getting landfills and industrial sites put in their neighborhoods disproportionately. Like, it was like, if we're going to build this landfill anywhere, we're going to go to where the minorities and the lower income people live and where there's no kind of political voice to stop us. And so that's always kind of what's happened. Well, you can think about that in terms of like proximity and space, where environmentally risky activities, which are industrial activities or landfills or oil and gas drilling, right, where that type of activity is, you can think about it spatially. It's very geographical. And who is it close to? And what does that say about the determination of those sites? So we were in thinking about like setback distances and homes and impacts and where wells are going. I mean, that environmental justice perspective came in. And so we were like, okay, the focus is not, it's, we're not saying that that there, one other aspect of environmental justice stuff is that for something to be just, then the people who are experiencing the brunt of the potential impacts are also experiencing in the potential benefits of whatever that. And so it could be like jobs in the industry, or it could be that they're actually getting a payment back to them, or they're getting like their medical checks and everything funded by the industry. So whatever it is, like as long as there's like an equal distribution of the cost and benefit. So that's the perspective we took in Denton. I mean, it was like, okay, well, so what's happening in Denton? Who is benefiting from this industry? Who are the mineral owners? And how much are they getting off of this? Who's not benefiting? The people who are not benefiting and actually might be faced with risk are the ones closest to the actual wells. So it was just a process of being like, okay, who owns the minerals? Mm-hmm. Where are the wells? How can we compare these two things? And so I did a paper in 2014, I believe, which was the environmental injustices in a Texas city that focused on Denton. We were able to find out who the mineral property owners were by accessing the Denton appraisal district data. So in order to pay taxes in Texas, you have every, it's sort of county, every appraisal district assesses property values to get a say this is what the property is valued at, and then they can assess a tax to properties. Well, they do that for surface properties, and they do it for mineral properties that are active. So if someone accesses your mineral properties, they're going to be taxed. And so the appraisal district in each county assesses any active subsurface properties. So they have all that data. You can publicly request it, and it's available. So we just asked for the data that pertained to the city of Denton, and we were able to get all the mineral properties that were active at that time, and there's an association with a well, and we were able to combine that with Railroad Commission data to find out where the wells were, how much was being produced, how much people were making off the minerals, how those things changed hands, and for the appraisal district to levy the tax, each line had an address associated with it. So like where the where they'd send the like tax bill. So we were able to say, okay, that's where they reside. So do the mineral owners actually live in Denton, or do they live outside of Denton? And we found that the majority live outside of Denton. The value of the minerals is actually leaving Denton, and that the people who live here don't really get anything from the minerals. They get a little bit back from the city government, get some tax base, and the city's gotten some royalty payments. But we're the ones who suffer the brunt of the negative, potential negative risk and consequences. So to me, that was just really fascinating that we were able to empirically show that, in fact, the benefits are far, are disproportionately leaving the city of Denton, and yet the people who live in Denton are the ones who are suffering. So to us, that was a clear example of a distributional environmental injustice, because the distributions of benefits and risks we're not even. Benefits mm-hmm. left, risk stayed here. Mm-hmm. So that was really fascinating to me as one component. Excuse me. Mm-hmm. Hi, this is Matt Fry. Yeah, I am. Yeah, right around then. Bye. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
Okay, well...